Blog Talk Radio.
Expectation of good things to come. I mean, enormously good things to come. Got to enjoy this Soundcook tune here. Well, I am late. And the reason why I'm late today is because my computer needed updates and I had to get a technician to get it running, and you know, he had to minimize it and let it work in the meantime while I can do my show. Had I known that it could happen this way, I would have asked him for the privilege to continue using the computer. So I lose, you know, a good hour or so. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I had a nice program yesterday, a nice guest that came in and had a good talk, very good talk. Now, I don't know who's coming to talk to me today, but listen, in case you are listening to me and you would like to come in and have a talk, you have another 25 minutes. Another 25 minutes. Which means 25 minutes before 6 my time, Eastern Standard Time. You can call. You have that much time. You can call in and have chat with me. And, you know, we wouldn't be limited to just that time alone, because we go on into another, as it were, another hour. However, nobody cannot access the line to call in at that time anymore. After six, you won't be able to call me. So that's what I have to say. And once I say that and let you know that I really appreciate your attention on the program, and do appreciate callers like yesterday calling and told me something pleasant, because she told me that she has been listening to the program, my program, let's say about the past 8 months. And this is the first time she's calling in. I mean, I don't know, she probably made attempts, but, you know, this is the first time she actually got through to me, and we had a beautiful conversation. All right. So, you know, folks know that, hey, I am somebody easy to talk to. I only talk on a certain level about certain issues, and it's history. It's about us. I am not talking about, you know, the stock market and the economy and stuff like that. I don't dwell upon that or hardly ever talk about the economy or not like that. I talk about what personally have a serious interest in. And this is not in any kind of way a selfish interest. It has to do with what a lot of people experience and is going to church from your very young and into adult and experience the church. And I know there are a lot of people who come to realize that the church is a sodomite institution, and they make it seem like it's a nice thing and bring it up to a perception that it's a great thing to be a Christian. And those of us who have not realized that the entire Bible gig is an establishment for the white people who are criminals. I'll go as far as say, well, and I don't think all white people are criminal in the context I'm speaking about. But the white people who steal and make it a living to destroy the black people, look for them anywhere they live, and take it over and say it's theirs. That's what I'm talking about. If you know any white people who love to be in America, and they pro United States, those are criminals. Because why are they in African country? African people don't go to European countries. I don't go to European countries, and I like to go live with them and all that kind of thing. And as far as I know, black people country, not European. How did
these white people get to be doing this kind of nomad thing? Now, knowing that there is a history that tells us why white people is taking over black people country and say it's theirs. There is a history to it and you don't know it. I'm talking about who just doesn't know it. I don't say it, nobody don't know it. I'm getting to learn a lot about the world situation and the government from antiquity to where we are. It is alarming. When I really think about the white people situation, you know, it's the only thing of its kind that I experience in the world where only white people are doing this criminal conquest and making up fraudulent government scam. They're the only one who do that. The Indians and the Chinese and the other rest of ethnic African people, none of them don't do something like that. Why the white people do it and feel good about it? Now, you know the difference between the African ethnic people and the white people then from Africa, from Europe? Do you know the difference? Why the white people, they do go, all of this mafia thing they have to steal from African country? Because they don't have nobody to steal from but Africans. They don't have themselves. They can't steal from themselves. So look at what I'm telling you. Because they have used a lot of some psychology to make the African people who grow up at large and just come see church and be in church and, you know, you are praising the Lord, praising Jesus and stuff like that. And you don't know anything about those stuff, whether it's real or not, but you grow up in there and that's where you are. Now, I'm talking about if you know the reason why white people do it. Now, a good realization is knowing what species they are. What species is the white people? If you don't know that, you're out of business. But I'm going to tell you. In the World History textbook that I read about everybody, it is very, very clear. It's not just skimpy story. It is a for real story that tells you about the white people. Who is now behaving like they are the super species or race on the earth? And, you know, it is as true as you see a plane falling out of the sky. Yes. It's a lie. Why they are stealing? Now, you can see a character emerge. When I said to you, you don't see the ethnic Africans them do it, but these white people do it. And who you see them fool around more is the dark-skinned black people. All right? And what in America, if you're in America, you must be aware of the history of the past 400 years or so, from back in the 16th century. And if you know that they come here and kill the black people who were here, like maybe like 10 million or so of them, and they come here and kill them. All kind of stuff they use and kill the African people and take charge. Now, if you know, get a little more information about them, it will help you better to understand more of their background and why they do the things you see them doing. You don't need to ask if they were wealthy, because you wouldn't be thinking, well, if you think white people coming from a wealthy origin. Now, where you see they all bungled up in modern time here? America. Everybody want to come to America. Why everybody want to come to America? The American dream. Why? People from all over the world head for America. What happened to America before? Why people weren't hunting down to come to America? Life was going on normal. And the African people that live in America are happy people, and people who don't war and fight themselves or anybody else. They live peaceful in an orderly society and live under a government too. You don't know that. African people been in the world, the first civilized people. The gods were first civilized in Africa, mining their on their mission until they created. That's like, say, about 300,000 years or 200,000 years. But the history is there that tells clearly when we were created. And since we have these white people writing all kind of nonsense, they're always, messing around African people's history. Because they think that they're more developed people than us. I mean, like, more civilized than us. But if you know the truth, the irony is there to face it. No, Gusta. One thing you must know about white people is that they all, as a culture, are sodomites. When you read the Bible in Genesis 19, you read where they, who are the, what you call them, they are the people who authored the Bible and put all kind of different writing in there. So unlike what I thought before, the white people authored the book. They are the proprietor for the Bible. There's nothing true about African people has something to do with bringing the Bible to marketing uses and evangelism. Black people have zilch to do with the Bible. Come across like, since the pile of African character in the Bible, and we don't know any better, we accept it like it's true. So they talk about the prophet Ezekiel and all this, and we think that a black people prophet we are talking about, and Daniel in the lion's den, and we believe all those things. It's not true. And you may find it difficult to, like, respect what I just say about black people have nothing to do with it. You know, and respect, look, go search to see if I'm telling the truth. I mean, stop everything you're doing. Stop everything you're doing in life. And search to find out if women are saying true. Yes. Because why am I laughing? I'm laughing because I know what I'm saying is true. I really regret that I am late because I wanted to, like, you know, tell you a little, give you a little preface before I actually get into the subject of what I am going to tell you. And listen, you see, I started off to tell you, and that's not what I wanted to start off tell you, but since I'm late, and, you know, I have to, like, just give myself to the way that I'm going to say what is to be said here, right? It's important that we know certain facts and know when certain things that we believe are not true. And if how are we going to find out is not true? It's difficult to leave what you believe and go start to try to get into some other things, like somebody's talking about history. You don't think that no salvation in history? That's where salvation is, in history. That's why you need to, like, give it a thought, because it's worth the while. You don't have to mess up your belief system to find out if something is true. If you are smart enough to keep your belief in one file and look in this file over here and see what is into that file, when you know what is into that file, and you are satisfied that what you heard or what you begin to pay attention to don't make no sense. Search something out before you give in to something else. So if at all you search out a fact, well, you know, did you search out the Bible before you believe in it? None of us do, right? None of us search out the Bible. So what I'm saying to you now is, like, we may have to believe to search something else, but we don't, because we doubt everything else except the Bible. And that's a tragedy. A lot of people are dead and gone and believe the Bible, Adam and Eve and all that kind of stuff. And these white people are so clever in spreading the the wickedness of their theology. And they wrote that their theology was brutal in the Puritan Pilgrim agenda document. They tell you that. They tell you clear that white people don't have any sense. Doesn't matter how them can read and what them can do. But they don't have what is called spiritual enlightenment. They don't. The fact that they are Christians shut them out completely. If you read the Sumerian history, that is prehistory. I mean, there's no history that black white people talk about that come from prehistory. What white people do, it's not that they don't have history. They have history. Because if you read the world history textbook, you will see history in there that affects them. But you probably won't know how the white people them what you see here today. Okay? Now, I was not a person grow up and is like the character that you see are here today. I was not this way. Well, it's not that I didn't have characteristics that I have today. But, you know, that is a very complicated kind of stuff for you to, like, search out and know which part of my character did exist. Before I turn this person I am today. Because I do change a lot of thinking that I had and set up a different arrangement of thinking, concept, or philosophy. Those things that have changed about me. So, the thing is, the changes that I discover is astonishing. Because I didn't think anything can happen like what I discover in the world. These white people, oh Lord of mercy. You probably wonder, why am I, you know, talking like this? And why I talk denigrating thing about white people? You don't know. I know. You know, it's the way white people transform themselves from being fully Homo erectus that is as old as 1.5 million years old. When you know that, did you know that? This is the World History Textbook I'm talking from. So you don't need now, I mean, don't believe me, because all you have to do is say, well, then, this is what he said. I'm going to look it up and see if it's true he's talking. Because I'm talking factual things, civilized things that don't sound like them civilized. Because if you are a Christian and you listen to the kind of things that I'm saying and say, tell you that I was a Christian from age 7 until I was like over 50 years of age, and don't know anything else. So there is no remote I could come out talking the things I'm saying unless something happened. And what happened is that consciousness came about in my head to read and understand words properly. And who caused that? Well, as far as I know, we have in history, and even in the Bible, some of it, them bring some of in the Bible when them want to make up their own type of delusion, right? They put some truth in there. You're not going to really know what the truth really is by reading it in the Bible, because they're not telling you some of the most important things that they should write in the Bible. They're not writing it, and they're doing it purposely. Now, why am I here talking? I'm talking because, guess what? I must talk what I am saying. And what I'm saying is designed to totally destroy Christianity from whence I was. Whatever I have to say has the potency that destroy Christianity. Open you hearing what I say. Because whether or not you have a respect for what I say, it still destroy Christianity. Because you cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. Just a second. Okay, thank you for your patience. Now, listen. Yes, what I'm telling you is that, now, what I'm saying, nobody can rebuild Christianity. You can't, because Christianity is decorated and established for you and I who don't know to be baptized into delusion. Really, because the truth is far from us when we are in the Bible and believe in Adam and Eve. We don't have no portion of the story that belongs to us, saving for some little crumbs that they write in the Bible about creation. They're not telling the truth about the different people existence. They're not telling the truth about their existence. Everywhere they go, they call themselves by African name and by the name of places and stuff like that. They come to America and take over America, and they call it United States of America. And they say it's their country. So they wipe out the existence of the African people that is in the World History textbook. He's saying that our civilization that arises in the river valley. Yes, arise in the river valley. You know what? You know what they do with that? The truth about African people, ethnic people, have nothing to do with white people who live up into Europe and Asia 1.5 million years ago. At that time, the gods never come to Earth and go into South Africa. They didn't do anything. There was no pyramid. There was nothing, all those kind of things here. There was no civilization. When the white people develop into Africa and go up into Europe and into Asia. And you got to know that they didn't speak language or not like that, and they only could make stone tools, right? So when they are here now, I mean, this destroying civilization and the people who are the conduit for human civilization, us, Chinese, Indians, and the rest, African people. You may think that all of us don't come out of Africa. Yes, but that's where the white people didn't come out of Africa 1.5 million years ago and go into Europe and Asia. All right. But who, what kind of people they are? Stone tool. That's as far as their intelligence go. Make stone tool all that time, and they are sodomites all that time, as far as I can see. Based on what sodomy is and what these white people are into, and something happened, why they don't want to make it seem like that's what they are about. And they're trying every kind of way to not make you know. All right. But they can't hide that. I'm telling you now what they are talking about and saying. And tell you that what they don't write in the Bible about African people being hybrid by the created by the Elohim blood and Homo sapien blood and turn us into Homo sapien sapiens. Why they don't write it in the Bible is this. Role of religion. Don't think that church is religion. Church is not religion. Please. If you know the difference between BC and AD, then you will know that church is not religion. Church did not exist in the BC era. It didn't. Because church and polytheism don't mix. And the BC world, or BCE world, which whatever you call it, is only polytheism. Only the gods. And if you read the World textbook, it only talk about the gods and goddesses who were divine. You don't talk about no monotheism god that divine and make the heaven and the earth. That never existed. Read the prehistory of gods and men, and where civilization come in. Read it. You're not going to know anything else. You're going to only know the world that these sodomite criminals say they set up, and it has nothing to do with law and order. Nothing whatsoever. Now, I'm telling you, along the way, raise up a higher standard of life for the African people. Have nothing to do with these sodomites over there, right? And we just come here just the other day, like 200,000 to 300,000 years ago, made civilized. And these white people were never civilized. And look into the dictionary, into the World History textbook, and you will see that what you see as white people out there, 12,000 years ago, you don't see nobody like them, a white people. Because their ancestors were on a roll to make themselves different. So they begin to interbreed up with Neanderthals. And then later on, like about some 1,200 years ago, these white people gone play lover, miscegenation with African people. They got the blood. Look at them here today. And you will see that something is wrong. Why white people just come on into America and other places and learn some things from the African people and take it all over. And say, serious. They are taking over every single place, society, that black people are. Think about those things. You think about those things because it is serious. Now, I am telling you, when they write the Bible and they don't say that some people are hybrid, the reason why the Bible don't say that, it is the white people, them, what you call it, book. It's a sodomite book that is written with a whole bunch of codes and things that they don't want the world to know. They turn that into some code and you don't really know. I always hear they say that the Bible has code. But, you know, and it seems like it's so deep that a lot of people not going to understand it. But it goes on and as I read and discover, I find out Jesus is a code. Yeah. And Jesus with 12 disciples is a code. It's a code because Jesus is a homosexual character. Jesus doesn't exist like we grow up and think Jesus exists, born of a virgin birth and stuff like that. No, gusto. I mean, absolutely not. And think of the irony of a God who make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. What kind of God is that? A spirit God who want them to have a garden that he is not going to eat of it? You see something wrong with that? Something is very wrong with it. If you believe the basis of it that you get, chances are your mind will never enable you to discover anything else. And you don't want nobody if he say nothing to you, because them write it all over the Bible that you mustn't listen to false prophets, you know, that kind of thing. So a lot of things that is going to damage a person's mind once you start off with Jesus. But what I'm telling you now specifically about these white people, and, you know, I have to always speak with guards around what I say, because if I don't tell you about this the right way, there's no possibility I can see that you're going to really understand or come to some sense of what I am saying. So I have to tell you, look at a number of things that just don't fit with coherency, with intelligence in the Bible. And I think a lot of people ponder those things, but they can't get out of the, you know, the cockatrice egg that you're reading about in the Bible. They can't get out of it. It's hard. So I'm telling you that the reason why we are civilized is this. We're created by DNA fertilization in vitro, by genetic manipulation. That's the way we were created. And wherever you read about African people, down through the ages, and come up to the Neolithic age, and down to the Bronze Age, this is where you read some of this. That by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Listen, this would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. Human life don't refer to these sodomites, Europeans, 1.5 million years old up in Europe. How did they come to follow all the Africans wherever they go around the world? All right. I will tell you. But in the ages that you know about BC or BCE has nothing to do with white people. BC has nothing to do with white people. Why do you think they hide and say they make up another calendar different from the first zodiac calendar that has meaning for everything, the civilized world? And these sodomites change all of that and behave like what they make have meaning. It don't have no meaning but the fucking ass that they have. That's the meaning it has. Okay? There is no meaning to a D and a Domini, except they will tell you about the year, you know, what the year, the days of the year or something like that. There is no civilized reason for AD and a Domini. None whatsoever. So what you will find in the BC era is the black people who are made civilized. They don't have no civility at all. And whatever they have right now They get it from the African hybrid people. That's the fact. So this is what it says in the World History textbook. The role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions. And see what they develop up or carry on for. To explain, all of them develop the religions that they practice. Only to explain the workings of the forces of nature. Who that belongs to? Workings of the forces of nature. Who is working with the forces of nature? It's the Elohim. Read what the mockery they write in the Bible about the Elohim. You see, these white people, they have no respect for civilized world, hard of orderly world. They don't have no regard for that. And they're only pretending like they have a regard for civility. I pretend. Look at what them else that they are doing, nasty as they want to be, but pretending. The churches that they set up, how could they set up something like, they're not just set up religion. They set up churches. Take a good look. So here is what we practice: polytheism religion, a way of life. They, as they go along in the bigger state, stage of life, this is what they do. All of them develop religion to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. If somebody asks you, what is your existence? Perhaps you don't know what to tell them. But your existence is your origin, is your species. Right? If you allow the white people to use the Bible and convince you about Adam and Eve in a garden, that they couldn't write the geography, the place where Adam and Eve was placed. What they're talking about in the Bible. Quired. If a truth at all, them are writing out the Bible. And they're not telling lies, then they'll tell you something as simple as that. Because we have a whole lot of things that the gods are left here in memory. And you see these Sodomites, obelisks. If you see the post, an obelisk, it's African, for crying out loud. It's not these guys don't make anything. They steal everything from us. Things that we are to enjoy, they take it away from us. Imagine that. I can't get to around to African people are so backward. Because we have the greatest might and wisdom. How is it that we lower ourselves to teach these people language and everything that they come to know? Now that they interbreed up with us, they have our blood, they're capable of doing a whole lot of things. But guess what? They'll never be civilized. Because what they have in their genome is not of us. So when they mingle up, that they mingle up, don't give them our intelligence. They learn a little. That's what they do. And that's what they're dealing with right now. And they've done so well that they are presenting themselves as the leading civilized people. When them Sodomites fucking each other's ass, dog and everything. That's what they are. It's their culture. And they write it in the Bible how much they prefer to have sex, digging out filth out of the other guys on us. Okay? They can't stand up to us and tell us about they are not getting out of our territories all around the world. They can't tell us that. God is. Can't restart this. Okay. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is that the way we African people come to be where we are, we did, our ancestors did one thing wrong, and that was sexually integrated with them. That's the thing. You see, today, they got what they want because they make a big generation of what they call proto-Indo-European. You see, proto, the best of them is the blood of the African people. Just get it straight. And if I am lying, you tell me, how could Homo erectus, that come from hominid, who never learned no language, who have no knowledge above making stone tools, how would they come to be talking about they are scientists now and they can speak several languages and all those kind of stuff? How could they get there? Which other Homo sapien, not Homo sapien, which other Homo erectus you know do that? It would never happen. And if it hadn't been that the Elohim created hybrid, these white people would still be making stone tools. They could never say that they make bronze or they make anything else because they have 2 million years. You know, that's a mighty long time, right? And they couldn't do nothing but that. So how did they come now to be talking and taking over the world? The history is here to tell us. You feel me? Well, you don't read, and yeah, and before I read, I didn't know but. Okay? But the history is here. And if you read it, you'll understand and know that, look, these white people are scornful. These are people that you must hold very scornful. Then you begin to like believe into the church that them have and Jesus and stuff like that. That's it. Because when you see what they do with Christianity at the very start, then you will shake your head. And when you find out about the actual creation of African hybrid ethnic people, you will shake your head again, but for a different reason. You will never be able to perceive white people are so dangerous. No, you will begin to realize how dangerous they are because they don't have civilized brain like the African people. Don't let them fool you. We don't go around and begin to terrify them. You don't have nothing in history that says black people turn on them and begin to do them nothing. They, who learn little something from us, they're the one who do all these things to us. You see what I mean? So that they don't want to hear anything that is civilized about African people. Because as far as they're concerned, African people don't value anything anymore. They are the ones now who take over everything now, and they have all the wealth America has and stuff like that. Then, and well, black people get along in America today. If some of them making a little success, you can't just put aside the history that tells you where you're coming from and where these hunter nomads, where we're coming from. You got to go back 12,000 years at least to understand how these people come to be talking and setting up all these churches. Can't you see the idiocy in what they do? Why they make up three different major churches and spread them all over the world? There's a reason for that, a strong reason. And I can just tell you that. I shouldn't hold that back. They want all Africans to be sodomites. Come into a sodomite culture. And they are using serious psychological thinking and phony law like A.D. Anadamani. We must confront this nonsense that we have and talk about these white people that are running the world. We must confront it, and it is only in the history book. Because they don't have no history that tell you about nothing civilized. Because we become civilized. I mean, instantly, as the gods created us in their image and likeness. We were able to walk out of Africa 100,000 years ago. That's what the history says. The African people, right? The African people. That's the reason why we don't go about and do anything to these white people. You know, or, you know, I mean, really destroy them long time ago. You see, these ethnic people, they don't do them anything. Never did. And here we are today still allowing them to do all these old bunch of nonsense right before us. Imagine. We allow that. Yes, we allow that. And how long do we allow that? It's not being allowed anymore. That's it. They're not going to stand in our face and in our world and tell us that it's their country, is their world. They're not going to do that because we have, I mean, something that goes beyond the thunder, and not necessarily the lightning, but, you know, you hear a thunder clap and things like that. But we do have something in our blood that if we cleanse and not defile, these honest fucking white people who are putting on all of these nice fancy clothes and carry on and all the establishment that they have at FBI and Secret Service and all kind of a thing them got out there. If you know the truth, those things evaporate because who established them are these sodomite white people. It's them. And it's simple because we don't stand up and articulate the fact about our existence. And we allow them to write a Bible and write the old stinking ass nonsense in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden. And we don't do nothing about it. We don't do nothing about it. I'm doing something about it. The fact I'm talking about. And there is absolutely nobody on planet Earth to and refute me. They'd rather drop a bomb and silence anybody who come forth to push them back where they come from. They don't want to know that now because they are enjoying every biscuit of what they steal and enjoying from the African people. And they get it down to where black people, nothing is being said about what they do, as bad as it is. Oh, no. Because black people are afraid of talking. First, they don't know what to say. Imagine that. That's disgraceful. You see, that I have a brother with a PhD. He's a man with white, I see him wearing white collar around his neck. That's Roman Catholic stuff. Imagine that black people are patterning Roman Catholic honest fucking church practice. My brother, yes, and he has a PhD. How you read at a PhD level and you don't read your history to see. As a matter of fact, my brother is known to say he don't care about history. Imagine, how can an African person get to that level of idiocy where you don't care about your very history and apt to describe history as, you know, something that is not all that, you know, needful? I mean, what about your birth certificate? Is that needful? The point is, now, I'm telling you that we here today, for some reason or the other, we are unable to defend ourselves against these sodomite, murderer, uncivilized white people. Them, we don't owe them no respect. Black people don't owe them no respect. And if you jump into the world history textbook, you don't let none of them put their hands on you and talk about, you know, legal jurisdiction, because there is none in European people's hand over African territory. This what they call it, imperial colonialism, what that is. If you go and read the proper book with Law and Order coming from antiquity, you'll find out that there is nothing that these white people have, a controlled black people, that connect to any sovereign government. Okay? And it's simply because we have not confronted it. It's the reason why they're doing it. All right. So in this World History textbook, this is World History textbook, you know, where these guys do all kind of stuff to the World History textbook. But they can only go so far. And, you know, as far as they go today, if you read, you'll find out that they are lunatics, stone lunatics, white people. It's about how they can read, and it doesn't matter how they know some science or something like that. Science is not what modern so-called scholars or science do. Can read the books and know, read about Enoch's sons and people who were given wide intellectual understanding, spiritual enlightenment. My friends, these folks don't have anything at all. Because if you know how many black people and black names and black this and that white people call themselves, because they can't call themselves anything to put them anywhere in the world that still have the presence of civilization. It doesn't matter what they do. Civilization is not theirs. Okay? They're fuckers of ass. And it's simply because they don't have the enlightenment to know you don't fuck ass. Okay? Why should we respect people like these who come and snatch everything that we have as wealth from us all around the world? They kill Gaddafi, kill Saddam, and then tell you, say, them people, they are bad people. Now, listen, what I am trying to tell you, it's going to be hard for a lot of us to cope with the truth and to take the right stand in life. But look, I take the right stand in life. I do. And ain't no white fucking ass man or woman out there what I say. And the fact they can't, they know the order that I give them to get out of our territory. They know it is true. And like I say, go back to where you come from and leave African people where they belong. Right? All these immigration and stuff like that and thing that they set up, and, you know, and you think like, oh, you know, America, and this. It's fraud. It is fraud. And you'd consider, oh, I say that. I say it because it's true. right? And I am living for something. I'm living for the truth. And these sodomite people, they all the evil that they have done to us, there is a time for everything. So this is what it is. In the time, not too long ago, in the BC era, it's only gods and goddesses existed, and the African people, the hybrid civilized people. When we came out, 100,000 years ago, came to Asia, and come through the Bering Bridge, and come into America. There is no record that says white people were here before. They were not here before. And the reason why they couldn't be here before is because they are uncivilized and they don't have what it takes for them to go around and go do anything. It's the reason why 1.5 million years they are up there in Europe and Asia making stone tools. That's the way they make, that's the way they survive. He said they could make a fire. And here is telling us, you know, the rest of the story. Until they interbreed up with the Africans as we were, some of them were coming out. And they breed up with it, until they call it one of their breed, Yamanaman or something like that. These white people don't want black people for know what they have done over the past 12,000 years. They don't want you to know. When they come and write a Bible and we shut up and don't talk nothing about it, we are doing the worst thing. Why we shut up while they do all these things and dump us where they want to dump us? No, that's not what we're supposed to do. Africa is over there. Africa sold us out to these white honest fuckers and then write a Bible to bring us into the belief of the Jesus and everything so that we don't know nothing about our creation and then we won't have any defense at all to preserve ourselves in purity because them drag us into the salvation of Adam and Eve. You understand that? So, the world is a textbook. It's telling us all of this. What I'm reading to you, and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claim that their power, divine approval, that's from the gods. There's nobody else. There was no monotheism god around. And some rulers claim to be divine. And my friends, you'll continue to read in this World History textbook, National Geographic. All of the things that these fucking white people write to convince the world that they are legit. They don't legit. It's something else. Okay? White people are criminals from, you know, way back 2 million years ago. Right? And it is the cunning of these white people, interbreeding with Neanderthals. But Neanderthals dead out, and they are in line for dead out too, because all of their ancestors dead out, and it's because they are mingling now with white people and normalizing their fucking stinking ass with black people and call themselves proto-Indo-European. That's why we are having the problem we are having right now. It's miscegenation with black people. And they don't want to tell you that. They're not writing it in the Bible who you are. And none of that. You see. Now, I'm telling you, and you may have a hard time to deal with it. but that's what it is.
Tell you, our existence is what makes a difference, right?
It's not a joke. And right here, it tells you exactly who we are. The first anatomical prehistory human. People who look like us, the ethnic people. Knowing, it says, known as Homo sapiens sapiens. You never hear anybody attack this. You never hear nobody preach this. But that's what we are. And imagine we have a Bible to preach, and we have never told anybody what makes us children of God. We preach that because these sodomites put it in the Bible. But the sodomites don't tell that you are Homo sapiens sapiens. That's your species. It can't change by nobody at all. And the law that they are about, they're using us. If we had, any day we confront these people, they will have to run from you. Because the blood that is inside of us is not like any other blood. Far above even the Homo sapien that we came from. You see? But it's by DNA. Fertilization is not a sexual thing that begot us African people. Okay? We are very awful people, but if somebody catch us and brainwash us somewhere and interbreed us and stuff like that, we gone out of the purity of the blood, you know, see. So this is who we are. He says, we are Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise human being. Whoever tell you that's what the African people are? Appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Okay? Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside. Not inside, but outside. After we are there like about 100,000 years of development, we began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. Well, that's how we came to be in the Western Hemisphere. And these faggots, after they interbreed up and get a lot of black blood mixed with white blood and able to talk and do a lot of things. Now, here we are. Them come and talk about them have law and they have imperial colonialism. And they are, one by one, they are stripping us and this, remove our status of who we are. These sodomites removing our status. If you see what they read, what they do to the African people in Palestine, the kind of things that they do, because they come with this superiority. Now, them take away this from you, and you don't have nothing. So now you know who gonna rule you. Who steal your stuff? You see. A them are gonna rule you. You allow them to take it. Okay? Simply because you don't have what to argue. You're not arguing or what you're saying not making any sense. Because clearly we have an identity that we don't present at all to anybody. And we allow these sodomites to strip us of our identity and rather take our name and everything like that. That is useful to them because they are faggots and they never have language, they never have nothing. So they come now. Anytime they want a name to do something against black people, they say, we are Romans. Okay? That's what they do. All right. I thank you for listening to that. Now, I want to tell you something else. Now, this is what we have here is this is what I wanted to say to you. Now, Homo erectus, by nature, are killers. They are killers by nature. Now, they are killers. And who they kill? The African hybrid people, white people. You know, I cannot abridge what I'm saying because they are all here as criminals. They are not Americans. When you see white people in America, they are not Americans. The history doesn't show you none of that. So if they think they can make up law or ADN or dominion and trash, and, you know, they don't even have anything to, like, represent AD Anna Dominion like it is something valid, authentic. None like that. You know, depend nothing at all. I mean, absolutely nothing. They lie and make up nonsense. You see, as they fuck ass, they think they can make up and make up anything else into asses too. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. How does sodomites uncivilized Homo erectus make only, they are only made up of only, they can only make maker of only stone tools for 1.5 million years. You think about that. Come. They come to speak language, right? How can they, Homo erectus, that can never speak language, I mean, being Homo erectus, unless you go on with antics and stuff like that, that make change things like what these white people do, is begin to mix the blood with other people and give them the ability to, like, mate with humans. That's what they did. Now, it goes on to say, so now they must speak language, and now Homo erectus don't come to that. They still make stone tools, right? And now they come to speak language, big time mafia, worldwide criminals, you know, powerful. You know, I mean, prowlers and invaders of African hybrid people. Is it not insanity doing imperial colonialism to visit ethnic settlements, orderly people, society, and confiscate all of their land, wealth, pull themselves, creators, right? Creators of inalienable rights. They turn black people creators of rights completely forever. What sovereign government grant the political power to do that? What government give them? That's what I'm telling you. When you talk about Jesus in the year of our Lord, it's not based on anything. Because when we talk about Adam and Eve in the garden, those things don't base upon, they take Adam and Eve's story from history and extract what they want and make up all the foolishness they have in the Bible and lie. Out. Why you want to sign me out and I'm doing things? All right. So, my friends, I have to drop this program now because I need to give up my computer. You take good care and we'll talk next time.